Again, the atmosphere of this morning, it doesn't speak to anything other than victory. Victory. We may come in here with burdens. We come in with cares. Some come in here with problems that you're asking God to solve or work out. Not only maybe in your life, but in your family's life. Those that you're concerned about, care about. And God is willing and ready. He's willing and ready. Willing and ready. We have such an awesome Creator. And sometimes we put Him on the back burner because He doesn't fit within our schedules or our moments. He said He'd never leave you nor forsake you. And sometimes He's there in our lives and we relegate Him to the point of when I need you, I'll call on you. The God that you serve, the God that I serve, should not be relegated to the back burner of our lives. If He's an ever-present help in the time of need or trouble, one translation puts it, He's there. The Spirit of God's there. He's around you every day of your life. And I feel this morning, this atmosphere, this is the atmosphere that God can really work in. But let me assure you that this atmosphere you can carry out individually in your life as you leave this sanctuary this morning. You can have your own personal revival. Every day, every day, every day, every day. You can weep and cry and speak in tongues and worship God. Amen. Going down the road, driving carefully. As you do that. In your house, in the barn, in the grocery store. Apostle Paul said, I don't come to you with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in the power and in the demonstration of the Holy Ghost. In other words, the Apostle Paul had learned that to allow God to flow through you, operate through you, move through you. Amen? It's not relegated to a Sunday or a Wednesday inside of a building. He's alive inside of you every day when you wake up. In your life, every day, every day, every day, every day. I want you to turn your Bibles real quickly. I promise you, sometimes I preach too long. Thank you. I try and get a little sympathy here. But I do sometimes. Romans chapter 5, verse 8 through 11. And then the Gospel of John, chapter 14, verse 13 through 14. Now, if you have a King James translation, it may differ slightly from what I'm going to read to you from the New Living Testament. And I'm going to read Romans chapter 5, verse 8 through 11 through the New Living Testament. But God showed His great love for us by sending Christ to die for us while we were still sinners. That's a powerful opening statement. Don't you ever worry about God not loving you, because He loved so much before you was ever born that He's going to take care of your sin problem. He's going to take care of your world problem. God showed His great love for us by sending Christ to die for us while we were yet sinners. Verse 9. And since we have been made right in God's sight by the blood of Christ. You're made right by the blood of Christ. Can I get a witness on that this morning? That's why it's important to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. That's where the blood is applied to your life. That's where your sins are covered after you have repented of your sins. Yes, amen. So you cannot be made right except by the blood of Christ. He will certainly save us from God's judgment. For since we were restored to friendship with God by the death of His Son, while we were still His enemies, we will certainly be delivered from eternal punishment by His life. You got to walk in the Spirit. I said you have to walk in the Spirit. You got to stay in Jesus Christ. Verse 11. So now we can rejoice in our wonderful new relationship with God. We can rejoice. We can rejoice. I'm going to stay there until somebody get more than three people say amen. Now I can move on. All because, it says, all because of what our Lord Jesus Christ has done for us in making us friends of God. A friend will never leave you nor forsake you. A friend will stay with you all the way through. Somebody who says they are your friends and they leave you, they were not your friends. We rejoice. We rejoice on this particular point. We rejoice in the fact of this wonderful new relationship with God, all because of what our Lord Jesus Christ has done for us in making us friends of God. Wow. I felt His friendship here this morning. Amen. Now, Gospel of John, chapter 14, verse 13 through 14. Two powerful short verses of Scripture. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do. Turn to somebody and say, Jesus will do it for me. Turn. Jesus will do it for me. That the Father may be glorified in the Son. Verse 14. If ye shall ask. He repeats this again. If ye shall ask. Yes. Anything in my name. Yes. I will do it. Amen. God's not doing it just for the New Testament church. He did it for the Old Testament. The Old Covenant church. Amen. Let me talk to you just for a little bit this morning. I'm serious. Just a little bit. Just a little short time here. I got so excited about this. I got thinking about this. And I've got to say, it's so true. This is what I'm going to leave with you. God has a hard time saying no. God has a hard time saying no. You better believe it, Sister Ruth. That's good. Some of you are thinking that through. Somebody said, how do you know what to preach? Well, I just look at the saint's face and I just automatically know what to preach. Of course, under God's direction, of course, it's important. Amen? God has a hard time saying no. And this is one of the most amazing things, church, that Jesus' death on the cross accomplished. By dying on the cross, He was saying yes to saving your soul, no matter who, what, or the circumstances. He just had a hard time saying no to a sinful world that needed saving and delivered and put joy instead of darkness in their spirit and their life. He was saying yes to saving your soul so you can become a new creature. Amen. Who you didn't want to be and become what you would like to become. There you go. In the Gospel of Luke chapter 19 and verse number 7, and when they saw it, they all murmured saying that he was gone to be guest with a man that is a sinner. Thank God he came to visit me. Thank God he came to visit you. Thank God he came to visit a dark and a dying world, because he loved his creation. When you look at verse 10 of Romans chapter 5, speaks of being restored to friendship with God, your Creator. If you've been restored to God, you can ask anything in His name. That's hard for us saved people to understand sometimes. I've prayed and God isn't doing anything. Well, there's a couple of reasons why, and I'm going to talk about that for a second. But I want you to know is, no matter where you find yourself or what you're going through, that you can be rest assured that God wants to speak to you. Exodus chapter 33, verse 11. So the Lord spoke to Moses face to face, as a man speaks to his friend. Now, if you are a friend of God, God can speak to you face to face. He spoke to Moses face to face. He said, well, I've never seen God. Oh, but you know that God is a spirit. Have you ever felt like the presence of God was there? God was speaking to you? Yeah. God's right there speaking to you. His presence, His anointedness. Abraham was called a friend of God. James chapter 2, verse 23 in the New Testament. Jesus said to His disciples, I have called you friends. John 15 and 15. In Luke chapter 7, verse 34, Jesus is called the friend of sinners. You need to find you somebody that's not living for God and say, I want you to know that God is your friend. Come on, church. God has a lot of friends in Warsaw. God has a lot of friends among your family members. He's a friend of sinners. When I consider your heavens, the works of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have ordained, what is man that you are mindful of him, and that the Son of Man that you visited him? Psalms 8, verse 3 through 4. God comes down and visits every man, every woman. No man can come to the Father except the Spirit of Him that draws him. Come on. You can be as bad as you can be, but God's done to visit you and talking to you, and His Spirit is trying to draw you. Someone wrote this. Let me share it with you. I cannot imagine a greater motivation to pray than that God enjoys having me in His presence. Woo! I like that. I like to have friends. Like for them to take me out for a glass of sweet tea or unsweetened tea. I found a new restaurant. I think it was Argus. Wasn't it Argus? The way we went, is that Argus? New restaurant we went to, found the other day? Etna Green? Yeah, who would think anything good come out of Etna Green? Oh. And you know, because you're there, that's why that good restaurant is there. If you wouldn't have been there, that restaurant would not have been there. I'm not going to advertise for them. I'm going to tell you, they got tremendous steaks at that restaurant. And the French fries, they're almost like they're double cooked. They're crispy. Amen. I want you to know that God enjoys your presence. When you think that God doesn't love you, I'm here to tell you, you show up. You call on His name. And he rejoices the fact is that you showed up. He loves you so much. He enjoys the company. It's such a dazzling thought that the same God who has countless billions of angels worshiping him day and night, to whom the nations are but a drop in the bucket, and who knows all about every leaf on every tree in the world, also welcomes your company. Because you are very important to him. So much that he says, ask anything in his name and he will do it. These 40 days we've been in prayer. Soon will be 40 days. You see, things like the service this morning is based upon the attitude of the spirit of your heart when you walk into the house of God, when you come through the gates with praise and with thanksgiving on your heart. In other words, when you abide in prayer, when you abide in Jesus, like the scripture tells us that in John 15, that if you abide in the vine, if you abide in him, he'll abide in you as well. Yes. Abiding in Jesus in prayer is like a branch remaining vitally connected to the vine or the tree. Amen. If you're so connected, you can ask him anything that you want. Here's one of the keys. Ask anything in his name and he'll give it to you. But you got to be connected to him. You've got to be so connected to him. We don't abide in Jesus. We become attached to him. And there we're not going to leave him. If we want to be a person who's going to have fruit in their lives, you've got to be attached to Jesus Christ. And that comes about by prayer. Jesus said, if we don't abide in him, we can do nothing. Let me tell you something else. The secret is that we abide in the Word. If you abide in me and my Word abides in you, you can ask what you desire and it shall be done for you. But the key is you got to abide in the Word. You see, you can't act on the Word, and God can't act on the Word unless you believe in the Word. Unless you're active in the Word. Unless you become interactive with the Word of God. He says, ask. He didn't say whimper. He never said beg. Ask. Ask. Don't go around saying, well, God doesn't hear my prayer. No, he's not going to answer somebody that doesn't believe that he can. You'll see more miracles in your family and in your life if you ask him for them. Not saying, what am I going to do? How am I going to do it? God, how are you going to do it? He doesn't have to tell you how he's going to do it. He simply says, ask. Ask him. Ask him. Anybody believe what this preacher is preaching this morning? Ask him. If you're in prayer with him, if you're in prayer and connecting to him and talking to him, he's so happy. He's so happy that you're in his presence. Amen. If my kids came to me when I was happy, they got almost everything, if not everything, they asked for. Amen? Amen. For God, you don't have to catch him in a right moment. Amen. He is always the moment. I said, he's always the moment. Yeah. He's always the moment. Yeah. You don't have to worry about, is this the right time to pray? It is always. Yes. Come on in. Come on in, my daughter. Come on in, my son. Yes. Oh, I'm so happy to have you in my presence. Yes. Yes. Come on in. Yes. Come on in. I'm happy to see you. I'm happy to surround you with my grace and my mercy. Come on in. Come on, church, New Testament church. Amen. You want to turn your city upside down? Yes. Come on. Yes. He wants to do it for you. Yes. I said he wants to do it for you. Yes. You know people who want to come back to God? He wants to bring them back home. He wants to bring them back into his fellowship and his relationship. He wants to do that. Come on. Find somebody and say, hey, you know God loves you. God wants you in his presence. God wants you in his presence. He's happy to have you there. I don't know what preconceived ideas we have, but we've developed them along the way. Yeah. Yeah.
He's in his throne room.
I got to know somebody that knows somebody that knows somebody to get an audience with God.
I really messed up today.
I really jumped in the mud puddle and got all muddy. Come on, won't you let God wash you? Won't you let him wash you with his word? Come on. He said he'd wash us with his word and cleanse us.
Yes, yes, he does.
But some of you are so stubborn. You're just so stubborn.
Amen.
You keep convincing yourself, he won't forgive me. He won't care. He won't help me. How do you say that? Because I pastor some of you. Hopefully one day, all of you. There's something about faith. The only way you can be protected and safe from the devil telling you that nothing good can happen is if you stay in the presence of God. When you leave the presence of God, you're just free bait. You're just out there ready for all the things that come into your spirit and your life. Some of you are battling some battles right now. Some of you have got good prayer requests and want God to do some major things in your family and your life. I feel that. Know that in the Holy Ghost. Stay in his word.
Amen.
Come on. Stay in his word.
Yes.
Stay in prayer.
Yes.
Come on.
Amen.
The more we know his promises, the more confidence we will have in prayer. James 4 and 2 says, you have not because you ask not, because you did not ask. We pray, but we don't ask.
Amen.
I'm trying to help somebody here. Holy Ghost is.
Amen.
We have a laundry list. We have a long shopping list.
Come on.
But he wants us to ask. Sometimes we ask selfishly. James 4, verse 2 through 3 says, you ask and do not receive because you ask amiss, that you may spend it on your pleasures.
Amen.
Or we don't ask in Jesus' name. All power is in the name of Jesus Christ. And whatsoever you ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus Christ, Satan, you are defeated at the cross of Calvary.
Yes. 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 Yes.
Why do we pray over the sick in the name of Jesus? Because that's the power we're asking to be healed by, through the name of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Come on, somebody. You see, if you obey, the Lord will open to you his good pleasures and good treasures. The third thing is you've got to abide in his love. As the Father loved me, I also loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love. Just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love, these things I have spoken to you, that my joy may remain in you and that your joy may be full. The secret of the joy of the Lord is remaining in Jesus Christ. You're making me come down here. I just can't help it.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Ask anything in my name.
Amen.
How many believe that?
Amen.
I mean, truly believe it.
Amen.
Not just because it's in the Bible. I mean, it truly means.
Amen.
Okay. You know, I love the Word of God. I love to preach from the Word of God. I actually do. But I really think it's time that we updated. How do we update? By making it real today as it ever has been.
Yes.
Today, we need to see miracles. Today's we need to see things happen. Today, we need to see people say, I need to trust God because I have nothing else to trust in. And so I trust Him with all of my heart, soul, mind, and my strength. Has God ever done anything good for you?
Every day.
Every day. Name one. Name, come on. Time's a ticking.
Brought me here this morning to hear the Word.
Brought you here this morning. Man. Carmen, God done anything good for you? Yes. What's He ever done for you?
Well, He gave me the opportunity to get up and praise Him.
Opportunity to get up and praise Him?
Yes.
Uh-huh. What's God ever done for you?
Gave me home.
Gave me home.
Yes.
Hallelujah. What's God done for you?
Killing my kids more and more each year.
Amen.
Yes.
What's God done for you, Rose?
His Holy Spirit.
Give me His Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Come on, let's bring us up to date. Come on.
Yes.
I mean, I love to hear what James, John, and Peter and all those guys did, but this is the 21st century. What is God doing now? Is He my friend now? Yes, He is my friend now.
Amen.
Face to face.
Yes.
Awesome power of God. What's God done for you?
Filled me with the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Renewing this morning.
Yes.
Increase my faith this morning.
Yes.
God's just good.
God is just good.
Faithful.
You think you think God was good in the first century? He's good in the 21st century.
Amen.
What's God done for you?
He filled me with breath this morning, and He renewed me in the Spirit this morning.
Renewed me in the Spirit this morning. Judy, woo, what's He done for you?
Healed me of cancer.
Healed you of cancer? Is that something like blind eyes opened up? Withered hands stretched forth, made whole again? Is that like that? Don't you be great at me, Jamie. What's it done for you?
He provided us the house of our dreams.
House of your dreams.
Amen.
Oh, you know what's coming, Jim. What's God done for you?
Brought my family to church.
Let's praise God for that. Come on. Oh, face to face, friend. Ask, and you shall receive. If you don't ask, you don't get the Christmas present. You don't get the birthday present. Well, what can I get you for your birthday? Oh, I don't want anything. Well, good, you're not going to get anything. Save me a whole lot of money. But because you're such a good guy, Eric, because you're such a loving husband, Eric, you wind up getting her something anyway, whether she doesn't want it or not. True? Hallelujah. What's God done for you?
Let me fill Him today.
Let you fill Him today. Every day is a fresh presence. I'm coming for you. He's got to be as real today as He ever was when you first filled the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
What's God done for you?
Filled me with the Holy Ghost and had my family in church.
Had your family in church. Isn't that a beautiful family? I'm telling you what. Let's give them a good hand. Excuse me. Amy, what's He done for you?
He's blessed me with food.
Chocolate cake.
Now, if you said angel food cake, I'd go along with that, but you did not say angel food cake.
Chocolate.
Don't tell me devil food cake either. Vaughn,
yes.
What's He done for you?
My family is alive and well.
Alive and well.
Yes.
What's He done for you? You got a 30-second limit on this thing.
Kept us safe and our family to church.
Kept you safe and family to church. Has He answered any prayers for you? Has He answered any prayers? Yes, He has. He korobo shatalabahukat. Sister Brian, what God have done for you?
Oh, He touched me tonight, renewed my faith in
Scriptures. She renewed her faith in the Scriptures.
Give her promises.
Yes. Yes, this mother of Israel right here, this old prayer warrior, faith in God. Amen?
Amen.
What's he done for you, Dallas?
Raised me up this morning.
Raised you up this morning.
Amen.
Planted your feet up on a solid rock. Amen? I watched you worshiping back here. Ken, I was watching you worshiping really hard this morning. What's God done for you, Ken?
Yes, yes.
Oh, pray for that, Pastor. Charlie, what's God done for you?
He killed my children.
All right. Amen.
Amen.
What's your husband's name? Clint. Come on, what's he done for you?
I said put a new heart in this girl.
Put a new heart in his daughter.
Right.
Ooh, Brittany, what's God done for you? Never let you go. Let me tell you what, that is a powerful statement. God's never let me go.
Give me a second chance to be here.
Say it again.
Give me a second chance.
Give me a second chance to be here. Come on, somebody, worship God. Come on, worship the Lord. God's a God of second chances, third chances. Why? Because he loves you. Matt, what's God done for you? Touch your kids. How about your heart? Yeah. He worked on that, all right.
Yeah.
Amen. Sister Connie Keckler.
He has saved my family.
Saved your family. My Lord. Joe, dear Lord, can't even make a list long enough for you.
Well, I'm going to say this week, something that I've just gone through in the past year.
Yeah.
The things that I learned, I was able to help a coworker.
Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. What's God done for you?
Well, Pastor.
You got 1 minute.
Okay. God is doing right now.
Yeah.
He is healing my sister.
Healing your sister.
Amen.
She's got a heart condition?
Yes.
Amen. Let's agree together right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Father God, you touch, Lord, in Jesus' name, her sister. She's in Georgia, I believe. God, you're able to touch and heal her body, her heart condition. Let her know that it is you, God, that has done this for her. Ask anything in your name. We believe it in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name. Come on, church, let's worship God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Angie. What God done for you?
Set me free.
Set you free?
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Saw you praying with your daughter this morning. Uh-huh. Why don't you just raise your hand and give God praise for that.
Yes.
Come on, hallelujah. What's God done for you?
He brought me out of the miry clay.
Yes.
Set me on a rock to stay.
Yes.
He gave me a precious, beautiful son.
Yes.
Angels came and prophesied about him.
Oh, I'm going to tell you what. That is the spirit world of God. Amen?
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 Amen.
Amen.
How many here this morning want something real to be done in your family or your life?
Amen.
Right now. Okay, right now. Since I picked on their city and their town. Ask. And I believe you've been asking God for something.
I have been.
You have been. I know you have been. And you've been asking God for something. Amen. I know what seems impossible with man is never impossible with God. Stayed in prayer, praying God, believing his word. Amen. Hallelujah. Right now. Amen. I want you to ask him one more time right now. Would you just raise your hand? Ask him right now one more time. Church, let's raise our hands right now with that. I want you to ask him in the name of Jesus. Ask him what you want. Ask him what you want him to do. In the name of Jesus. God, you said ask in your name. And you would do it. I thank you, Lord. You can push back darkness. And you can push back what seems to be impossible. Nothing is impossible to them that believe and are the called according to your purpose. In the name of Jesus Christ, we praise you. We thank you for answering the prayer. We ask in your name, Lord. And I thank you. I feel the Holy Ghost. Feel the Spirit of God. Come on, let's love him again one more time. Yeah.
God, it's been good to make you in church, but I know this summer he's going to bless me with another vehicle. My vehicle,
ask
the motor
him.
Went out, but I didn't lose my license or anything.
Hallelujah.
The motor quit, and I got rid of the vehicle. So
yeah.
I got blessed with the moped, though.
Yeah. But you need another truck.
I'm going to find one.
Yeah.
This summer, I believe God's
going to... You're going to ask Jesus for it?
Yes.
Amen.
And I believe that God has answered out and put me in a good church with a pastor like you. My wife was saved.
Yep.
She had the Holy Ghost.
Yes, she did.
Church.
Yes, she did.
Anytime she wanted to, you know,
yep.
She was in the hospital
all
the time with
yep.
disease or whatever it was.
Yep.
And I got a disease in my body, some kind of disease
in the name of Jesus.
In my back
mm-hmm.
and stuff. And I got...
Come on, church. Do you believe for anybody? Do you believe for anything? Come on, let's raise our hands one more time. Why don't you pray for Roger right now? He'll get another vehicle. God will touch and heal his back, his spine, in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. Be thou healed and made whole. And God, I pray you answer his prayer in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Come on, church. It's a Holy Ghost-filled church. Come on, it's a kingdom of God church. Hallelujah, hallelujah. It's a kingdom of God church. Come on, anything, ask in my name, in the name of Jesus Christ, ask anything in my name. Come on, let's stand together right now. Let's stand together. You raised your hands. You needed something from God. He's not a God only of the Old Testament. He's a God of the New Testament. And we're living in the New Testament. Don't you walk out of this sanctuary this morning and say you never got what you needed. Don't you walk out of here and say, I never felt God. When God was here in your presence, because he wanted to be in your presence this morning. This is not a Sunday to Sunday deal. This is 7 days a week, 24/7. 24/7. This is not a church that just wants to come to church on Sunday and shout and go home.
Yeah, come on.
This is a church, a congregation that wants to be in the presence of God because they know God enjoys your presence 7 days a week. 7 days a week. 24/7. I want you to leave here this morning knowing the fact is, whatever in the past, you've got a present day future. When that preacher told me, well, lift up your chin, God's going to flood the valley. We wouldn't talk anything negative, wouldn't talk about church needs or church problems. In 2018, I hear it everywhere. I hear almost everywhere what God wants to do. But he cannot do but little if you don't believe. You can't leave here Sunday morning believing and shouting on the mountaintops and then come Monday about 3 o'clock afternoon and you're down the low valley. This is not caffeine. This is not a cup of coffee that will lift you. It's not Coca-Cola that the caffeine will lift you up for maybe an hour or two and then let you down. This will never let you down. God has a hard time saying no. Do this again. Turn around to your neighbor. They need to hear this from you. God has a hard time saying no. Where's the rest of your crew? Now turn the other direction. Tell the other person on the other side of you, God has a hard time saying no. God is not in the midst of telling you no. I want you to give me the last slide up there. Give me the last slide. With God, there is no such thing as too late or broken. Well, God, I broke it. Well, give it to me. Let me fix it. God, I'm running behind the pack. I'm running a little bit late, but I want you to know I love you. You're never too late to worship God. Never too late to have faith in God. Your life, your situation is never too broken that God can't fix it. Because He has a hard time saying no. I have more people coming to my office from this city. I need this, I need that. All with seemingly convincing stories. One person who comes by every once in a while. I know he's lying to me. You see, God will fix your problem, not simply sometimes just because of you, but because of the rest of the people that's in your family.
Yes, amen.
I may give him the $10 for the gas he's asking for. A family came by yesterday. 8 kids in the car. Literally homeless. What do you think I should do? God knows sometimes you will not keep your promise. Because he promised they'd be in church this morning. I don't think I see them here. But I helped them anyway.
God bless you, brother.
Thanks, Dave.
God bless you.
It's not because of me. It's because of the 8 kids.
Yes.
Come on. Listen, can I get this through to you? God knows your heart before you ask Him.
Yeah. Yeah.
But He may do it because you ask Him, not simply for yourself, but for those others.
Yeah.
And then you see what God did, and you simply say, God. God. You truly love. Truly love. Church, we've talked about growth. We've talked about revival. We've talked about it for years and what have you, and building a building and all of this kind of stuff. Can I tell you, because of your faithfulness, because of your prayers, because of your worship, God has not forgotten you. He enjoys your presence. Ask Him. We need to have more reports. I went to prayer to God and asked Him. I've been in His Word. I've been in prayer. I've been in relationship with Him. And God answered prayer. Pastor, why'd you go around different people this morning and ask them what God's did for them in the 21st century? Because we need to hear what God's doing today, not what He did yesterday. For Peter, James, and John, and Daniel, the lion's den. We need to hear that God delivered out of the lion's den in the 21st century, in the day that we live in. We need to see blind eyes open up, miracles, signs, and wonders. Because God said, and He can't lie, these signs will follow them that believe. Who stayed in prayer? Who stayed in relationship? who stayed in love with Jesus Christ. Some of you have got family members you want strengthened or come back to God. I'm going to tell you something. This building will not hold the people. Building a new one is not necessarily the answer. It's the fact is, maybe God wants to see what we will do with what we have. Come on. And because of your prayer and your faith, asking God, faith, believing, ask anything in my name, he said, and I'll do it. I want you to walk out of this morning, understand this, with God there's no such thing as too late or broken. How many, when you have prayer this week, going to ask God? Go to ask God. You have not because you
ask not.
I'm waiting to hear testimonies. This is what God did. Yes. Come on, church. This is what God did.
Yes.
I did what I did this morning because I want to hear some testimonies.
Yes.
Just there may be some small testimonies, but what God's done. What has God done? If it woke you up this morning and started you on your way, that's fantastic. If he touched your baby, put a new heart in that baby, I just want to hear something. This is what God did. I asked him and he did this. Because I stayed in his word, I stayed in prayer, and I stayed in relationship with him.